This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are talking energy bills this morning. Mike Baggerman with NYSEG, New York State Electric and Gas, is with us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. Morning, Mike. It's good to have you on again.
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people are seeing their bills go through the roof for electric, and there seems to be a lot of finger pointing. What can you tell us about what we're all seeing around here?
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Susan. So one of the big things that we want to do at NYSEG is to continue to educate our customers about their billing. When you look at your bill, you typically see two major line items. One of them is called the supply charges. The other is the delivery charges. And I want to first talk a little bit about the delivery. NYSEG is in charge of delivery to electricity in your homes. That rate has not changed whatsoever over the last year. Now people are seeing higher bills. That's because of an increased energy usage. It takes more energy to heat your homes, especially because we know heating and cooling are the two of the major things that control the energy usage in your home. It takes more effort to power the furnace to keep your house at the ideal temperature. It takes more energy to heat that cold water that's coming in from the outside into your boiler. So that's one aspect of the delivery charges where we're seeing more people use energy this winter. That's been one of the main drivers of the cost increasing. Now, the other thing, Susan, is the supply charges. NYSEG has no control over the supply charges. We purchase wholesale through the New York ISO. Again, we have no control over the supply charges. That price has nearly doubled in the last year, but NYSEG is still required to collect on those.
Why has the supply charge doubled?
That's a great question. A lot of it is about supply and demand. I can't speak exactly to how the New York ISO determines the prices, but my understanding is it's primarily supply and demand.
Smart meters are also being installed, Mike, in a lot of places in Western New York, and many people associate these increases with those meters. Do the meters are they making any difference in these charges?
The smart meters make no difference in the charges. The smart meters allow for a consistent reading of your meter to NYSEG so we can accurately see what the energy usage is in your homes. We know there's been about a million smart meters that have been placed over New York State, and people want to equate the two things, but they're not related at all.
Well, is the insinuation then that people have been maybe undercharged for a number of years without these smart meters? Because a lot of people have said, we've got our smart meter here, and now all of a sudden the rate has gone up. Or is that because of what you previously mentioned, the rate has gone up for another reason that everybody's seeing across Western New York?
Yeah, again, what I'll say is that, you know, the smart meters are continuing to provide accurate readings every about 15 minutes or so. So in terms of how the past usage was, I can't speak exactly to that. I wouldn't be the subject matter on that, but I can certainly try to look into that and get you guys a more clear answer on that in the future.
If someone notices that their bill has actually doubled over the past year, is that unusual? Is that a reason that they should be looking into it? more?
Well, what I will say is that if someone is in that situation, I highly stress that you contact our customer service line, or if you go to niceegg.com/helpwithbill, there's a lot of different scenarios that could lead to a reason why a person's bill has increased. Now, it could be a myriad of factors. It could obviously be the energy usage about the furnace and the boilers that I had mentioned, but there also could be some things that are going on in an individual's home that are causing another increase. Every person has a unique situation. So that's why we're urging that anybody who has any questions about their billing, go to niceegg.com/helpwithbill or call our customer service at 888-315-1755.
Are these questions going to be the norm going forward, though? You know, we've heard so much about energy goals by the state. At the same time, the state welcoming in, trying to draw in chip manufacturers, you know, a lot of industry that really uses some heavy energy. Been talking a lot about what infrastructure improvements might be needed to meet some of these state goals to go all electric, to reduce the use of natural gas, and now to maybe serve a lot of these new manufacturing sectors that might come into New York State. How is that going to impact rates going forward?
Sure. What I'll say is we're going to have to always have a need to invest in our infrastructure. You know, one of the major projects here in the Western New York market that we've touted recently is the Big Tree substation, which, you know, right near the stadium down there in Orchard Park. That was a project that NYSEG invested $68 million in, and it impacts 4,000 customers in the Western New York market. Infrastructure is a major thing that NYSEG wants to do. We've invested billions of dollars in our infrastructure, and we have to continue to invest in our infrastructure in order to make sure that the grid is reliable, sustainable. And one thing that we always want to be sure, though, is that for the average customer, we want to make sure bills are affordable. So that's why we're here to help. That's why I'm out here today talking with you guys to help educate people about the billings that people are seeing.
You know, on that point with the state, you know, increasing so much demand will be increasing in the future here for electric. Are they helping the utilities with any of this infrastructure?
So the New York State Public Service Commission is our primary regulator. And when it comes to our conversations with them about how NYSEG is investing in New York State's grid to make sure that the nearly or over a million customers that we have across the state make sure that they have reliable power. That's something that we continue to talk with the PSC about. We continue to make sure that there is ways that it can be affordable, sustainable for the long term.
Well, Mike, we thank you for the time this morning. Mike Baggerman joining us with NYSEG, talking about some of these rate increases. It's something we're going to be really hammering home a lot, it seems like, over the next several
right.
years.